1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
Vanguard.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue taking your calls about whatever you want. Still have to give you the update on some of the activists. Sam, our friend and co-host on the show. Also, marijuana civil disobedience activist Andrew. Updates on both cases here in a bit. But we continue with your calls. And we'll talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Mark, Ian, and Guard. How are you?
Good evening. What's on your mind?
Over the weekend, or yeah, actually it was yesterday, I had an interesting conversation. I was at a party, and there was a local fireman. And I started talking about property taxes. And this guy said that he was part of the problem. And he knew it. And he would be talking to his fellow firemen who would also complain about property taxes. And he explained that I guess they took $32 million for the fire protection district that he worked in. I think he said there was 250 employees, and 90% of that was for their salaries and benefits.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was a lot.
And those are some expensive trucks they drive, so 90% is salary and benefits. That's a lot of salary and benefits.
Yes, and he tries to explain to his fellow firemen, well, why do you think you're paying so much in property taxes to pay you guys? That's part of the reason. And the more I discuss these kind of issues with people around me, the more amazed I am at how many people really get it. There are a lot of people who really get it, and they don't seem to be speaking up.
No, they're scared.
Well, or whatever. I mean, if you're a fireman and that's how you're making your money, you don't want that good life to that good dough to suddenly disappear.
Yeah,
and it's just, sure.
It's a strong incentive.
That's to the policeman from Leap. It's the same with them.
But it's fear. It's fear in every case. It's in the case of the firemen, it's fear of losing their jobs or fear of losing, you know, the benefits or fear of losing the pension. In the case of your neighbors who might not be bureaucrats, it's just fear of being targeted by the state. It's fear of having their family broken apart or their house stolen from them or whatever it is the consequences might be for being a visible, known, liberty-minded activist, somebody who's actually doing something rather than just silently or privately complaining about a situation. It's fear in every instance, in my opinion.
Yeah, fear is definitely effective. One other thing, earlier tonight, you mentioned something about getting a radio station in Illinois. Did you say where? What's
no,
it?
I can't say that yet. I don't have any agreements.
How about the area? Because Illinois is a big state. I mean,
I don't even know where. I know where it is, but I don't know where it is as far as in relation to anything else. So I can't help you. Just have to be patient, Matt. You know, I shouldn't have even said anything. Me and my big mouth.
Okay.
All right, man. Anything else?
All right, well, that's all I got.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, dude. Patience, 800-259-9231.
I know now.
Well, yeah, I told you. 1-800-259-9231. If I tell too many people, it'll jinx it, and then we won't get it. So,
yeah, the anticipation. That's the reason. You know, verbal just isn't good enough.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls to Jan in California. Jan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I've called you in the past, and I'm pretty much an entrepreneur. I guess that's what I classify myself as. And today I just woke up, and it was one of those days where I feel like that I hit like a roadblock. And in the past, I always had like a mentor, whether it was a teacher or some older like an older colleague that I could turn to. But now I feel like I'm completely on my own. And I wouldn't say that for my age. I think I'm doing pretty well, but I don't. I'm not, you know, where I want to be. And I, in terms of you know, making how much money I want to make, and a lot of times my clients assume that I'm making a lot more than I really am. I think, you know, you guys know how that feels like too. I'm pretty sure a lot of people think that.
We do. We're very clear on that.
It's very common in radio. People think that radio people make money because it's entertainment, right? It's media. It must be glamorous.
Lots of people hear your voice.
Yeah, it's not so much that way. But what kind of goals are you setting for yourself as far as you say you have a certain amount of money you want to make?
Yeah, well, I mean, especially being in California, being in L.A., I mean, my office is in downtown L.A. and Hollywood is like, it's like, you know, 10, 15-minute drive away. I mean, it's very materialistic, and I really feel that if I don't have millions, you know, in whether assets or in liquid money, it's just, you know, I don't feel that I'm living the lifestyle that I want to. I mean, but it's
so
like,
what kind of lifestyle are you looking for exactly? I'm still not sure what you're. Are you looking for millions of dollars every year or what?
I mean, it's that glamour lifestyle of running multiple businesses, and being able to go to like red carpet events. It's just I guess that.
So you want to be like a Playboy or something like that, right? Where you've got the fast cars.
Nothing wrong with having big dreams.
The fast cars, the red carpet events, late, you know, two ladies on your arms, that kind of thing. Is that what you're envisioning?
I mean, it sounds very materialistic, but I mean, I've really thought it through, and that is, you know, what I want. Like, and I really don't care about having like the nice cars. It's just having the ability to have that, the option to have that. If let's say like that, I wake up, it's like I have the freedom to have that. But if I'm not making a certain amount of money, even if I want to go to that movie showing to meet the cast that I like, you know, I don't have the freedom to do that. Because of the financial limitations, and that's really a thing. I mean, even if I have a lot of money, I'm not really the type that you know shows that, you know, that wears jewelry or anything. I feel like I'm pretty humble. It's just like I want to be at a level where I have the option of doing.
Sure. The comfort level where you can. Don't they say that a great measure of how wealthy you are is how long you can just stop working?
That's
and being
supposed
able
to be the
to,
definition of wealth.
You know, being able to how long if you just stop working, how long can you pay your bills for and
like,
continue living?
Yeah. But the problem is like, I mean, I can stop working for, you know, I would say a long time, but for a little while. At this lifestyle, but this is not the lifestyle that I want. Like if I don't have the option of buying a Ferrari or Bentley. Let's put it that way. I mean, I have the option of buying, you know, a Yaris or a Camry. That's it. And you know, with options like
now,
that.
Now, as I recall, Jan, from the last time we talked, you're on the younger side of the 20, right? Where are you as far as age?
I turned 20. A couple months ago.
Right, that's just what I was thinking. Do you see your curve going upwards in the future? Your earnings potential rising in the future with loans and expanding your business and that sort of thing, moving into this track?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of borrowing. I'm not a believer of getting a lot of debt and
I agree
and,
with that. Yeah, use your capital instead of somebody else's. But here's another question for you. What about your the people in your age range? What about other 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds? What are you seeing them having as far as success is concerned? And compare yourself to them. What level are you at compared to the rest of the people in your age range?
High school was always awkward for me because I always could talk about certain things with my peers. I wasn't, you know, the people that I felt close to was people that I worked with. None of my peers understood what I was really, you know, doing. Like I was, you know, in accounting class, you know, I was investing, you know, in stocks and, no, none of my peers really understood what I was doing. So
right, your peers were probably partying on Friday and Saturday nights when you were working. I mean, that's how I was when I was a teenager and going where I was working at Kmart, which certainly is not the most glamorous of positions, but I was working there and I'd work there every single weekend when everybody else was out having a good old time with themselves. Well, I graduated high school with $10,000 in my bank account. I don't know how much the rest of the people in my grade had at that time, but I doubt it was that much unless mommy and daddy happened to be wealthy and they deposited it for them.
Yeah.
So I think that I want to bring you back, Jan, and continue this here because I think you need to put yourself in perspective as far as where everybody else is compared to you and where you want to be in the future because you're still on the young side. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. Inviting you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. The principal over there at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, really loves Liberty. If you had an opportunity to see his video that he did at the tea parties not too long ago.
Good stuff.
You got an opportunity to see him presenting the message of liberties to some, you know, sort of angry and upset Republicans, and it was really interesting.
Did you watch surprising. The full video or
yeah.
the news report?
I got to see the full video.
I have not yet watched
Lots
it.
Lots of cheering for his, you know, sort of soundbite speech. It was great.
But you can see that over at his YouTube channel, Menger Fan, YouTube's yes. Menger Fan.
Thank you. Yeah. And you can see SACL CAI's banner at freetalklive.com.
That's true, which is very important. All right, 800-259-9231. We bring back the entrepreneur, or a entrepreneur. Jan is with us from California, and you're talking about, it sounds to me, Jan, like you're a little frustrated with where you currently are compared yeah. to where you would like to be. And as you were describing earlier to us, you were saying that you would like a lifestyle in which you have the ability to, you know, go somewhere at a moment's notice, walk the red carpet if you want to, drive whatever vehicle you want to drive. It's just basically a Playboy kind of lifestyle, having all kinds of wealth and being able to invest it in a variety of different ventures and things like that.
And I think that's a very good thing to have, you know, that kind of drive and that kind of ambition.
I agree. It's just that he's frustrated by the fact that he doesn't have it right now.
I wouldn't get too upset yeah. about where you're at, however.
Yeah. Why, know, Mark? Why wouldn't you get too upset?
John, basically, you know, for your age, you're 20 years old, and you're making a very good living for yourself, and you're essentially sitting in the top, you know, 0.1% as far as 20-year-olds in your, you know, as far as earnings in your age bracket, and you want to be in the top 100th. Now, I applaud your determination and your drive. However, I wouldn't beat myself up over not quite reaching that goal. You'll get it. But you may not get it tomorrow.
I mean, the thing is, like, out here, I mean, I'm not sure how it was in Florida, but it's like, out here, it's like, every other building is 5, 10, 20, 30 stories high, and I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, it's like, you know, I drive down a block, you know, all I'm seeing are these tall buildings in LA, and it's
sure,
like,
but they're not owned by 20-year-olds, John.
Right, but I mean, but the thing that frustrates me is these kids of these wealthy people, they're driving
sure.
Bentley.
Absolutely, and you know it's one of these injustices of the world that that you know
the little rich brats.
I saw you know I had to deal with some kid in the gas station who was driving a you know bright red brand new sports car who decided to you know I mean, he was on yakking on the cell phone and pulled up to the first pump when I was right behind him. He could have pulled up to the second pump and then let me in instead. I had to go around. You know, and I
that's
you know,
his
look,
pump, Mark.
What's that? Right. Well, you know, whatever. He just wasn't paying attention. But I can tell you, I didn't think nice things about him and his little red sports car at that time. But, you know, you got to remember that that kid's bought and paid for by his parents, Jan.
And, you know,
you get to decide what you want to do. And, you know, if his parents want to you know, hang a gold chain around his neck, fine. But he's got to pay for that down the line in a different fashion.
And you know, Jan, these folks are money-making opportunities, too. They've got capital that they want to spend, and you're in the market. So
yep.
The more successful other people are, the more successful you can be in many cases. It's not mutually exclusive. Just remember that. You know, the riches that have been passed on to these kids, you know, it fires you up. And as long as you can turn that into a positive source of energy to get you going and not get too frustrated, not over eager.
Well, right now, I mean, if it feels like that, I've hit a plateau that I've been struggling to like in terms of how much the client base I'm bringing and how much you know money is generated per month. It feels like I've hit a certain plateau, and if I don't change things, you know, around or around, do something different, it's going to stay at that plateau.
Yeah, but Jan,
we'll have to change things around.
The United States is in a recession right now.
Yeah,
so if you're just on a plateau and you're not going down the side of a cliff, you know, you should take some stock in that.
Right. It's all about the perspective, in my opinion. And that's kind of what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite things about aging is that you get more perspective as time goes on.
It's one of the only advantages.
and so when you look and you look at what the other 20-year-olds are doing, and I see that you're frustrated by the fact that there are a bunch of mama's boys out there and daddy's boys that are getting their parents to sort of pave their path of gold.
And me too.
For them. But, you know, when you are successful, and it sounds to me like you already are successful in comparison to your the people that are of your same age, and that's something, again, that it's important to look at, is how you're doing compared to them. But as you are successful, you will get the satisfaction of knowing that you did it on your own and that you didn't need mommy and daddy to be in putting you know, money into your bank account because you're snorting it all up your nose and then paying your rent for you or whatever, buying your cars. You'll have that self-satisfaction of knowing that you're an individual who can stand on his own and can create wealth for himself without having to you know, rely on some parent to give him a handout. And also, let's go back real quick to the red carpet thing. Gard, you made a point during the break I thought was important to bring back around.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the things, obviously, Jan, you have your own perspective living in L.A., and I was in L.A. too, and I worked at a TV show out there, and I worked up in Vancouver at a TV show. And one of the things, you know, in that environment, you do see that every day, and then you see the other side of it. You know, I used to take the bus from Pasadena down to the Paramount studios, and I'd pass through, you know, barrio after barrio, going through Chinatown, cars up on blocks, and I'd get off. Yeah, I'd get off the bus. Sometimes I'd, you know, be one of the few people probably with a job on the bus. I'd get off the bus. I mean, you know, I'm just making assumptions, but just to show you this, you know, I was hanging out with some people who didn't have that much money, and I'd go through some bad areas. I would get off the bus at the Paramount gate, and, you know, they got Lamborghinis pulling through the parking lot, and you could see all this money that was coming in from all over the world for this entertainment.
I mean, that's the other frustrating thing. It's like, cause what the area that my office is in, it's in downtown, and it's in the area where it's mostly like illegal immigrants, and it's very, very poor.
Yeah, I know the place, but see, here's the thing. This is, you know, what I just wanted to address, buddy, was, you know, your sentiment about how you wanted to be out on the red carpet and you wanted, you know, it's part of your desire is to be at a level where you could achieve that if you wanted to. And I understand that drive, but one of the things that I've always found is, my desire to be able to be successful and things like that has a lot more to do with, if a friend's getting married and he's in Hawaii or he's in Arizona and he's one of my closest buddies, I want to be able to be there with him. If my brother's getting married, I want to be able to have a party for him that I can help people out if they can't. This sort of thing. If I meet a woman that I really like, I want to be able to have a house and a place where I can do things for her on a more personal level. So, you know, just keep that in mind as you go through it. A lot of the red carpet people who are out on those red carpets, they're just show people, and they couldn't even afford the cars they're being driven in because they're rented by the studios for them. So just keep it in mind, man.
Right, thank you, right. Jan. I wish you good luck out there. Keep yourself positive.
And remember, the way to be successful in this world is serving others. As long as you keep that as, and, you know, your central focus, that serving others will make you successful, you will be.
Don't ever tell yourself you can't do it, and don't allow yourself to be brought down by the fact that it hasn't happened for you yet. It is happening. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and heirloom seeds from Survivalist Seeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Garrett.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, as we go to, I believe, Gene the Christian Anarchist is with us from Tennessee on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. Hey. I was going to talk to you about China, as I'm going to be traveling there again in about 6 weeks, but I changed my mind. I would rather save that for later and discuss two different events that we went to this weekend in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and compare the two. And one was the symphony, which, as you probably know, is heavily subsidized by tax dollars. And the other was a rodeo, which, as you probably also know, is not heavily subsidized by tax dollars.
Okay.
Mostly paid for by through ticket sales and advertising dollars.
And good hard-working folks.
And good hard-working crazy guys who want to ride bulls.
Well, don't forget the ticket. The people, the butts in the seats are the ones that make the rodeo happen.
That's true. But the symphony, for starters, we went to the symphony. Of course, we got dressed up, and I hadn't been to the symphony since I was a kid, so that goes back to the 60s.
Yeah.
But expected to hear some nice classical music. You know, that's what you go to a symphony for. And we walk into the symphony, and Dallas has this beautiful symphony hall. It's all marble, and it's, you know, it looks like 10 stories tall and balcony seats all over, and they're all, it's just beautiful what the taxpayers built up there.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Against their will.
They spent a pretty penny paying for that thing. And then I went in there, and I listened to this music. This guy played this avant-garde crap that I thought sounded like discordant noise is what it sounded like.
Wow.
I mean, they could have played, if they played 1812 Overture or some Beethoven or Bach or something, you know, I would have rather enjoyed it.
So you're saying that even though it's subsidized, they're not even playing the music you want to hear. So you're not getting anything out of it.
That is exactly the reason they need the subsidizing, is because nobody's going to pay. We paid $100 to get in there, and I guarantee you,
subsidies. Wait, $100 per ticket or $100 for the two of you?
$100 for the two of us to get in.
Still, really expensive.
But I guarantee you, with the subsidies, a performance like that is probably $1,000 a seat. I would guarantee that that's what it's costing. Is $1,000 a seat, so they're probably subsidizing that by the taxpayer, $950 a seat to listen to.
Well, you've got to, one thing you have to remember is hold on, before you go on, Gene, is you got to remember that because of the subsidies and because of the fact that these people get paid so much to play their classical music, it then means that the people that would listen to classical music, say in the suburbs or something like that, then go into town to into Dallas to watch it rather than supporting classical music in their local town. So therefore, spreading the wealth out and allowing more people to play in symphonies around the state and around the country, it throws off the whole thing because there you see fewer people listening to symphony type music. I mean, you would hope it was classical, but obviously it's not in all cases. And it destroys the art itself.
So let's compare this to the rodeo. Also went to the rodeo and in Fort Worth, and you walk in the door, it's $15 to get in through there rather than $50. You get a pretty good show. There's a lot of hooting and hollering and great entertainment.
People getting hurt.
Everything is paid for and provided through the funds that come through that door. I don't know if there might be a little bit of subsidy on that arena, but I kind of doubt it. I think that rodeo arena might be, if it is getting a subsidy, it's certainly not getting as big a subsidy. And I just compared the two, and I see one as being a pretty downright honest free market method of getting things done and getting them done at a decent price versus an extraordinarily expensive, it's very focused for a very small crowd. This is a very, very tiny percentage of the population is going to want to listen to this.
Right, there are a handful of artsy, a handful of artsy people out there that are very, absorbed in themselves.
Half of the people there didn't want to hear it either. They just went to be seen.
you're probably right. So probably there's only 20 people that actually wanted to hear this. And let those 20 people pay to hear it if they want to hear it. And also, if it was actually forced for everybody to pay their fair share to listen to that music, then it's going to do two things. It'll drive the seat price up to what's more realistic in the cost of putting that on.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll drive the wages down of that guy up there waving the stick and those ones plucking the strings. You know, they're probably making way too much money for what they're doing.
Yeah, he should be out on a street corner.
Well, let's not forget the people that are supposed to be patronizing the arts, the patrons. If somebody wants to hear if somebody who's wealthy decides that they want to hear, I don't hear enough, howling of cats. And so they'll say, I must subsidize these people. We will have an evening of cat howling every year. And they'll put in an endowment in place, and they'll have their cat howling. I can assure you, for enough money, those people that have their tuxedos on, you know, making the cat gut on their little fiddles there scream in agony, would dress up in little pink tutus and smear themselves in peanut butter and dance around and do somersaults on the stage for them for the right price.
And isn't it interesting how a lot of the leftists and progressivists claim that the only way that you can produce diversity is by getting the government to forcibly take someone's money away from him or her and not allow his diverse opinion to be expressed. It's got to be taken and yep. funneled through the government to the various politically connected projects that are out there. And that is what represents diversity. It's insane. It's totally upside down.
Oh, and one more thing before I go. I wanted to say I used your mail2jail.com.
Mail-2-jail.com. Yes, sir.
I sent a letter to Sam regarding one of my favorite writings from Gulliver's Travels, mm-hmm. talking about lawyers and what he thinks of lawyers. And you guys really should look that up. You can go to the Internet and type in Gulliver's Travels.
Can you give us an executive summary?
Well, he says basically that these lawyers are bred from their youth up to tell lies, and therefore if you're actually in court trying to tell the truth, you're at a disadvantage because your lawyer, who's been bred from his youth to tell lies, now has to actually try and tell the truth. And it's really hilarious. You've really got to read it and see what it says. But I sent it in to Sam. I hope he enjoyed it. And I recommend other people send some stuff to Sam.
Absolutely. He's now in on his third, or actually finished his third week. He's now in on his fourth week in jail. It was April 13th that he was put in, for our listeners that don't know. And Gene, thank you for the call and supporting Sam. 800-259-9231, you can dial up here. But Sam was thrown in jail because he had the courage to record with a video camera in a public court lobby. They then decided to keep him in jail because he did not give them voluntarily his legal name. And he still has not given them voluntarily his legal name. Now, that's despite...
Doesn't look like he's going to either.
No, and he's on a hunger strike. And that's despite the fact that they already know what his legal name is. They took his fingerprints and they ran the fingerprints and they found out what his real name is from that. But that's not good enough for these bureaucrats.
Right.
They want him to bow down to their supposed authority and to give them the confirmation that what they believe is true is indeed true.
And you know, we're told all along that you have the right to remain silent. You heard in the Miranda rights and all this other stuff. If you had the right to remain silent, you would be able to not give your name.
Yep.
You see, you couldn't give your name by remaining silent.
Well,
and it's they say that anything you say can and will be held against you. I'm sure they're going to use that information against him.
Believe it. 800-259-9231. We'll give you the update on Sam's case here in moments. Also, marijuana civil disobedience activist Andrew Carroll, an update on his situation, as well as the activists here in New Hampshire continue being absolutely outstanding and courageous. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for them. And we've got more features free than they charge for, a lot of them. 800-259-9231 is our number, our website, freetalklive.com. I'll continue with the calls in a moment, but I want to make sure I get these quick updates out about Andrew and Sam, a couple of the activists. They moved here. Andrew from California, Sam from Texas, as part of the Free State Project in order to be activists for liberty. And most activists choose the easy road. They choose the road of the political system, which is relatively, well, unrisky. It's relatively simple to get involved in that and not really risk your family or your freedom or anything like that. Although there have been examples of people that have gotten involved in politics and have been targeted, there's no doubt about that. But for the most part, politics is pretty safe. But what these two gentlemen have done is acts of civil disobedience. In Sam's case, it was recording with a video camera in a public court lobby. In Andrew's case, it was holding a piece of marijuana in his hand in a public place. And both Andrew was publicized in advance, and Sam wasn't publicized in advance, I don't really believe. But nonetheless, they both are now suffering at the hands of the tyrannical state. And so we'll give you the latest here from freekeen.com, where today Andrew went to file his intent to appeal the conviction that he received on Friday afternoon. He was convicted, found guilty of possession of marijuana. It was rung up as a Class B misdemeanor, which means that it was a fine, not supposedly intending jail time. But as you'll discover, if you decide to not pay the fine or do the community service, you're going to jail. So the judge ordered Andrew, because he wouldn't pay the fine or do the state-ordered community service, he ordered Andrew to show up for jail this afternoon. Well, Andrew went in and filed his intent to appeal, which means that he's got some time now. So he didn't have to go to jail this afternoon. It means he's got through June 2nd to perfect the appeal. So you file the intent to appeal, and then you get a 30-day window in which to actually file the appeal. So presuming he files the appeal, then that date will get extended out even further, because then it'll go, I think, I don't know how the whole system works, but I believe that means he then goes up to the next level of court, which means he can finally probably bring in a jury, because they wouldn't allow him to have a jury in his first trial. So it sounds like Andrew is on the path to a proper jury trial.
Yeah, like you see on TV when you imagine that you're going to get yourself a trial and all.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that crap.
Well, we'll see how that all ends up playing out, because this will actually be, you know, one of the first, it may be the first jury trial that any free stater has had. I don't think Ivy and Bill ended up going to a jury. I'm not positive on that, but I don't think any of the other activists that have been arrested and gone through the process have had a jury trial yet. So this will be interesting, especially considering the courthouse that this will be taking place at, should it take place, will be the same courthouse that we go to every single time there's jury selection and hand out fully informed jury association information. That's the courthouse that his trial is going to be taking place at. So it'll be very interesting to see how this jury trial differs in its dynamics from other jury trials, where most of the jurors are completely in the dark about what jury nullification is. And in a nutshell, it's the it's an old constitutional provision that essentially allows the jury to vote not guilty based on their opinion on the law, not whether or not the law had been broken, but whether or not they think the law is a good law or not.
It goes all the way back, hundreds of years back, to British common law, right after the Magna Carta.
And it's a great idea. It's the final check and balance on the government system, and it's about time we bring it back. So
do you think, Ian, when he has his day in front of the jury, that there will be a block by these guys out in front of the courthouse to stop people from handing out the information?
That's
to the
good
jurors?
Question. They haven't tried to stop us yet. We've been doing it every single month. The only time they tried to stop us was the first time. Ever since, they've been leaving us alone. So we'll keep you up to date on that. So Andrew's got some time. He's not in jail this week. That's good. So we'll keep you clued in there. And of course, freekeem.com is the latest. Now, Sam, as you know, he's been in jail for now on his fourth week. He's entering his fourth week in jail because he refused to give his name and because he was recording in a public court lobby. Now, Sam has already filed a writ of habeas corpus with the Superior Court. It was rejected. So now the writ of habeas corpus was filed with the Supreme Court of New Hampshire. And today, Ivy, his counsel, went to go and look into that to see what happened, because it's supposed to be a three-day decision. It's supposed to be you file a writ of habeas corpus, and within 3 days, you get a decision back. Mm-hmm. Well, the Supreme Court was screwing with Ivy, basically saying, "Oh well, yeah, we can take our time with this. No 3 days. We'll get back to you when we get back.
We do
to
what
you.
We want, right?"
So
nonchalant.
She filed. She then ran out to the library and typed up a motion to expedite. And it's her understanding that they have to rule on the motion to expedite within 24 hours.
Now,
going by the responses she's been getting so far, which is screw you, basically, I don't have a good feeling about the motion to expedite. But that's where they're at right now in Sam's process. Sam is still on a hunger strike. I talked to him this afternoon. He says he's going to continue the hunger strike. I encouraged him to eat something because, you know, I love Sam and I don't want him to hurt himself. But, you know, he's going to take this all the way is what it sounds like. And so he's continuing to stay in jail as this process continues on the outside. It's just absolutely outrageous what is happening. And what's even more outrageous, in my opinion, is how the whole story is just non-existent on the mainstream media scene.
That is, you know, in some ways I'm not surprised, in some ways I am, and I don't even know why it is I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised necessarily.
You know, I don't really believe in a vast media conspiracy out there to silence these things, but at the same time, I have no expectation of this breaking nationwide.
No.
I was just going to say, you know, that vote on the Napolitano thing really encourages me. The number of people who want to get Sam on the judges. It's a Fox Online show.
Over the Fox, the Freedom Watch.
That's
thing,
awesome. That is.
But, I mean, you know, here you have a reporter for, well, let's call it a internet news organization, who has been jailed for, you know, not turning off his camera, refused to give his name, so he has, enacted his right to remain silent. And
you'd think it would be a key issue for these people.
You know, habeas corpus is being essentially denied to him, because it's supposed to, the purpose of habeas corpus is supposed to be fast. It is not a slow process. It's not intended to be. The right to a speedy trial, forget it. All these things are showing up in his case. Nobody cares, and I just don't,
the whole system.
I can't figure out why.
Right, the whole system is being shown to be a total scam, a total sham, yeah. And an outrage. And you're right, Mark. It's frustrating.
But I'm not surprised. That's the thing. I don't know why. Right. And
the
I'm
Iran
not surprised.
Journalist gets all kinds of attention. If you Google Iran journalist on the news section of Google, you get 800 results from today's stories
point.
Alone. And if you Google Sam Dodson, you get the PR press release that one of the activists sent out. Which hasn't really gotten much response. There was a libertarian newspaper.
Pieces.
Yeah, there was a libertarian newspaper or something like that picked up the story, but that's about it. The blogosphere has been covering this, but outside of that, the mainstream media has refused to pick it up. And it's not because they haven't seen something about it. I mean, there was the story, the front page news, the front page stories here in Keene were not picked up by the AP. So somebody at the AP looks at those stories and turns their thumb up or turns their thumb down, right? I mean,
well,
all those
the headline isn't. Right.
That's true. It wasn't ever about Sam. None of them were specifically about Sam.
Jailed journalist, any of those things. It doesn't say that.
All right, we need to get to these calls. So that's the latest on Sam. He's still sitting in jail, and the Supreme Court is dragging its butt. We continue here with Alex in New Jersey. You're on the Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. I feel bad about changing the topic.
No problem.
Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
All right, so I just got back from this multi-level marketing scheme meeting, and what they want me to do is they want me to sell this product called Mona-V.
I'm not familiar with it.
It's a $40 juice blend that supposedly has all these great health benefits.
It's going to heal the cancer and the sick. Oh, no, they can't make health claims, though, right? So they'll say, that, to help reduce pain.
I drank it, and I had cancer, and now I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
actually, you can't say pain.
I'm wondering what your guys' take on this whole marketing scheme is.
Oh, man, this is a great topic, and it deserves more than a minute and a half. Just a quick question. Who brought you to the meeting?
One of my good friends.
How long has he been in? How long has your friend been involved in this?
Only a few days. He needs me so that he can become a qualified star member.
Sure he does. Sure he does. Is this your first encounter with MLM? You are relatively young.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I was involved in MLM for a while.
Yep.
So I have personal experience with this, and I really want to talk more about it. Can you make a point of calling tomorrow, Alex, because this is not going to be a good conversation in 30 seconds.
Yes, I can.
Call at the top of the show tomorrow night, and we'll talk about this. Okay, dude?
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk quickly to, I believe, Jeff in New York. Jeff, you got about 20 seconds.
Hey, how are we doing? Hey, guys, it's Jeff.
Hey. Jeff, go. You got 20 seconds, maybe even less. Go.
Okay. I got a letter from the U.S. District Court. They're asking me to respond in 10 days and fill out this really invasive questionnaire. And I don't want to, go to the clink or anything, but I really don't want to participate with these people.
Well, wait. Are they just asking you to respond, or are they demanding that you respond?
No, it's demanded in 10 days. They say that, jury service is both an opportunity and an obligation of every American.
Man, wow. I love the opportunity of being able to go to a jury, but I also think you should have the right not to if you don't want.
But if you don't, they're going to come after you, so you might as well and try to nullify it. Fija.org. Call us back later tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. Thanks for the call, dude. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Thanks,
when an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. 2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.